Where's the cricket season going so far?
Played one, won one.
Hey!
Thank you. I could actually continue on that theme for the next half hour, but I'll resist the temptation. This is my first public engagement since returning from 3 months sabbatical leave. And I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled that I am with you amongst a company of people, so many of whom embody what it is to be alive in Christ. And I can think of no more inspiring way to begin the next phase of my ministry. So thank you for the invitation and welcome to the edge of the Diocese of Lichfield. Today, of course, we're halfway in terms of the Church's year between the Feast of the Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost. Last Thursday, we celebrated Jesus, who, wounds and all, was taken up into glory. This coming Sunday, we look forward to celebrating that amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which created a new community in which every person was valued for who they are. Divisions of gender, sexuality, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and ability are all overcome within the new community of God brought into being at Pentecost. And I'm constantly reminded of this as I have the privilege to minister within the incredibly diverse Episcopal area of Wolverhampton. A constant inspiration to me, meeting representatives of this new community of God, of whom you are representatives. Here at the Diocese of Lichfield, one of our five key themes that govern everything that we seek to do in God's name is transforming communities, which is why it was natural for half of the proceeds of our annual Bishop's Lent Appeal to be given to subsidise this conference and the work of Churches for All. Those who live with disabilities have so much to teach the whole people of God about what it means to be an enabling church. In my own diocese, those who have explored what it means to be a dementia-friendly church have found blessings for all the people of God. And where those with learning difficulties have been involved in leading worship, the presence of God, as I've personally witnessed, has been palpable and inspiring. When churches have changed not just their buildings, but also their attitudes to ensure that all are welcome, then all have truly been welcome, and what a difference that has made. Yet, honesty demands that we must acknowledge that the Church has not always been on the side of people with disabilities. Often we have succumbed to institutional prejudices that have excluded those whose vulnerabilities may make other people feel vulnerable. But we are here today as part of those who seek to address that past, those who are passionate in our belief that the Church, as much as society, should practice a generosity that reflects the abundance of God's grace. These are risky times for the Church, as we choose to draw alongside disabled people and others who can find themselves on the margins of society. But our call is to a prophetic witness, to proclaim that a society is not ultimately judged for increasing the wealth of those already wealthy, nor for adding to the power of those who enjoy the fruits of privilege and access. It is judged, we believe, for its treatment of those who are excluded and powerless. For many disabled people, the phrase, welfare reform does not hold out a promise of an increase in well-being, but only an increase in uncertainty and anxiety about the future. Back to work assessments, the bedroom tax, the proposed changes to the disabled students' allowance, the introduction of personal independence payments, or the many other changes to the resources available for disabled people are, so many of you will testify, having an inordinately negative impact on many disabled people in our society. And since God has a passionate concern for those who are powerless and excluded, we cannot allow by our silence for additional burdens to be added to those that they already bear. Today's programme includes speakers of wisdom, experience and passion, as we've already been privileged to anticipate, as well as opportunities to break out into more focused streams. I have absolutely no doubt that you will leave today encouraged, challenged, inspired and resourced. My hope is that you will find others within your local churches with whom to share your passion, and that together you will find new ways to share in ministry with people who live with disabilities and with many others. And ultimately, my prayer is that people who are abled and who are disabled will contribute to enabling church, fulfilling its prophetic witness, that the church and nation may work together for the wholeness of all.